This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now at the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is, I know this guy for instance, Ryan Wood, the Green Bay Press Gazette. He's connected too, man. Ryan, thanks for coming on, buddy.
I'm with Leroy. I'm kind of digging the slow jam coming in. That was
yeah, fun. I like that. I need to look into that.
Huey Lewis on a throwback Thursday presented by Master Z's here on The Fan. Okay, Ryan, so it looks like Justin McCray back with the Packers. Not really a big surprise at this point, right?
I mean, he's an exclusive rights free agent. They're going to return all their exclusive rights free agents right at some point. They have seven. This is housekeeping stuff. I think they've got two restricted free agents, Jonnu Allison and Lee J. Kumerow. This is housekeeping stuff for all NFL teams. They tender them the minimum salary for 1 year and keep him back on their 90. So, yeah, those guys will be back.
When you start talking about guys like Jonnu Allison, do you see it just being essentially a one-year deal, or do you think they could make it longer than that?
Had he blown up the way that it sure seemed like he was poised to do early last season, maybe. But he's coming off missing most of last year, so I think you're going to see your regular restricted free agent tender with them. And if he has a big number, you know, he could have a year from now, he could be looking at a decent contract. And I think Jonnu Allison, sometimes with these exclusive rights and restricted free agents, you get guys that maybe they won't even make the 53 at times. He's a guy, they're going to count on him to play football. They're going to count on him to produce. He has the talent to produce. He's shown glimpses in the past. If he can throw those together, he's a guy that could get a good contract a year from now.
Yeah, I think one of the things I wanted to talk about real quick was Pete Doherty was talking about something the Packers could regret keeping Graham because the tight end position is pretty deep in this draft. Some mock drafts see them taking one of the kids from Iowa. I don't know if that's a legitimate thing or not, but I know LaFleur wants to run the ball more, so I'm hoping he sticks with offensive line with a 12 pick. If you had to make that pick today, what position would you go after?
Oh, I think you start at edge rusher. That's their biggest need as a premier position. It just, obviously, as you know, it depends on how the board falls in the first 11 picks. I don't think this is a situation where they're going to be looking to package and move up. They should be able to sit tight at 12 and get a good player. I think you start with edge rush, but if they want to sell you on taking the top tight end, let's say Hockenson, is there at 12? Okay, I mean they need tight ends, and that is a very important position with how the game's played today. So there's other things that they could do other than edge rusher at 12 and still get a good value pick there. It's just that for me, look, I mean they had years now of a dearth of edge rushing production, and you win championships in this league by rushing the passer. You win championships with quarterback play, and you win championships with disrupting the opposing quarterback. They need to be able to do that, and they've got a lot of work from here to the start of 2019 season to be able to do that.
Yeah, I want to protect Aaron Rodgers and run the football. We saw John Kuhn yesterday. I mean, get a chance to retire as a Packer. You think about fullback because, again, LaFleur talks about running the football. So if you're Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams, you want to hear that. Now, the question is, do you think Aaron Rodgers will buy into this new way of running the football, you know, with this kind of system?
I think it'll be interesting. I think it only helps him if he does because he's 35 now. He's got an extensive injury history. And with aging quarterbacks, the quarterback's best friend's a run game, and especially an outside zone like the one that Matt LaFleur and obviously before him, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, that type of system has been very friendly to quarterbacks because it's based on the outside zone, which gets you into the play action pass game. And those are things that can only help Aaron Rodgers. So I do. I mean, I would expect that he'll fall in line. People I've spoken with that know both Aaron Rodgers and the team, they've kind of said the same. I that'd be my expectation, but we won't know until obviously the practices start, the games start, and we'll have to see.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette here on the Fan. What about Adam Pankey? This is a guy that came up from the practice squad. They gave him a 2-year deal, so he's already under contract for next year. Obviously, they like him. Do they like him enough not to worry about going out and getting, you know, a proven offensive lineman, whether it be trading for Zeitler if he's available in Cleveland or drafting that offensive lineman in the first round?
Well, no. They have to create competition on the offensive line. This is something that you saw the Packers do a couple of years ago on the other side of the ball, the defensive line, and it's really, I mean, they threw the kitchen sink for a couple off seasons at acquiring defensive line talent, both veteran and through the draft, and it's turned into one of the better units that they have on their team. Same way. I mean, I think that Adam Pankey is a guy that they're going to look to get some reps this offseason at guard. He's a former tackle. They like more at the guard spot, but they're still going to go out there and if they don't sign a free agent, which you look at the money value, I mean, I think it's unlikely they hit the offensive line that hard free agency wise. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a primary focus when it comes to the draft.
Now,
it
would you
surprise me if you saw an offensive lineman or two early on in the first three or four rounds?
Yeah, I would agree with that. We had a question yesterday. I thought that I wanted to ask you about free agency. I don't remember what you said, Steve, but do you want
quality or quantity as far as free agency goes? So, meaning, do you want, you know, one or two big name guys, or would you rather have four or five guys that are more maybe second and third tier guys?
Yeah,
that's a great question, and I think that you can do right going either way depending on who you get, and that's not a cop out because they've got a lot of holes. So quantity is going to be important, not just in free agency, but also using free agency in conjunction with the draft, which is of course something that for a long time Ted Thompson didn't do, and Brian Gutekunst seems more in tune with doing. So quantity, there's something to be said for quantity because they've got a lot of areas to cover. But to me, the number one, how fortunate are the Packers that a team like the Packers that have zero safeties are in a position with a flush market at the safety position? And not only that, but a safety market that's been depressed over the past few years where guys have been settling for deals that they feel are below what they should be getting. It just seems like a very opportune moment for the Packers to go out there and get a starting safety of some sort. I'm not saying that has to be a Landon Collins. That can be a Tyrann Mathieu. They can look at Earl Thomas. They can look on down the line. But there's a lot of options as far as starting safeties. And if you don't want, you got tight end, offensive line, edge rusher, you got a lot of areas in the draft that you want to prioritize. Use free agency to take care of one of those areas that you've got to prioritize this offseason, like safety. Take advantage of the value there and take one less thing off the board that you have to focus on at the top of the draft. I mean, that to me just makes a lot of sense.
If I asked you for your prediction for them in free agency, do you have a name that you think is probably headed to Green Bay?
I don't. I'll give you the position, though. I think they're going to go out and sign a starting safety. That'd be my prediction. I mean, that's something they need to do. They need to get that done. I think that you can look at some depth signings as a rotational pass rusher, the Preston Smiths of the world there. You can look at maybe a blocking tight end. I think a Luke Stocker out of Tennessee who has experience with Matt LaFleur. They need a blocking tight end. They need some pass-catching tight ends, too, which I think they should go in the draft to get. But they need a blocking tight end. So a Luke Stocker would make a lot of sense because of his familiarity and his skill set with the new head coach here. But I think that first and foremost, the priority has got to be looking into that safety free agent market and being able to find and identify and secure a starter from that market.
Okay, I'm going to end you with this, and you can answer however you want to, but it's something fishy going on with Clay Matthews. I keep seeing him around town. I see his agent mingling with Packer people. I think they're going to work something out on a 2-year deal, possibly a 1-year deal, to have him come back and finish his career as a Green Bay Packer, and I'd be okay with that. Have you been hearing anything of that?
$5 million deal?
You're right. Why not? That's what I'm saying, right. I would do that. I really would.
And here's what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't do what they did those last 2 years and rush him 70% of snaps, because that's not what he is anymore. It turns 33 in May. He's not a guy that on three quarters of the snaps can just pin his ears back and rush the Packers, the quarterback. What he is a versatile piece that can play off the ball. He can line up on the edge. He can blitz the A-gap. He can drop in coverage. He can do a lot of things. But I mean, what he's proven over the last few years to be is a football player. He plays the game well. He's not a dominant pass rusher anymore. He's never going to be again. But there's a lot of value. Still one of the best defensive players last year. There's a lot of value with having Clay Matthews come back. The question is whether they can agree to financially to where his skill set is. He's not an eight-figure guy anymore. He's a one-year, $5 million guy. If they can reach that agreement, it makes a lot of sense.
There he is.
Yeah, they
Ryan.
Can do the same thing what they did with Muhammad Wilkerson. They can give him that same deal.
Right. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press is joining us here on the Fantasy Does throughout the football season. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks
buddy.
A lot, Ryan.
Hey, no problem. We'll see you guys.
Take care. There he is. Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.